Do you sometimes think about your mortality? Think about dying? Does it scare you? Are you scared? Do you not want it to happen? Do you not look forward to it? Do you want to know what happens after death? Like, have you been saving up enough merit points to where you're going to get to the happily ever after instead of burning down in the pits of hell? Well, you're in luck because today we're going to talk about death. This is the
That.
Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. What's going on, Danny?
Up, Randy?
Yeah, so we were just talking a little bit before this episode. We had some salient points about death. I wish we were
Yeah.
recording it, but
It's a
can't,
shame.
whatever. Yeah. So, do you remember the first time when you kind of experienced death in and around your life?
Oh, experience death.
I mean, not you personally.
Obviously. Yeah. I was gonna say, I thought you were gonna say the first time I do remember really the weirdest thing, the first time I thought about it clearly was when I was in kindergarten, actually. Because I didn't go to church on a just a side note, like family didn't go by the time I was born. So like that was never like the God thing and stuff wasn't really a thing until late. Like I learned about that stuff later. But anyway, I remember I was waiting for the bus. It was early. I was laying on the couch and I was imagining, I don't know, like just nothing, like closing my eyes and just the darkness. And I had a thought that I thought that's what death would be like, would be just like that nothing. It was
How
weird.
about
And I still
that?
remember it to this day. Yeah, very weird.
A philosopher from the very early town.
Maybe, right? Who knows? And
Yeah.
then, but I did. I had a lot. I mean, I had, you know, four siblings. So there was enough, like, we had pets, we had rabbits, we had fish, we had, dogs and stuff. So there was plenty of times where I experienced that. That was my most encounters with them when I was younger, was with our animals, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. There were a whole bunch of like small animals that died when I was young. But I remember the first dog that I ever got, wanted a dog so bad. And then when it was a year old, apparently it had some
Oh.
brain disease and it was the crazy, it was like the worst traumatic thing for a kid because like I
Yeah.
wanted a dog forever. We got a dog. It was its first birthday going to the vet for
Oh,
one vet
God.
visit. And then for some reason, I don't know what I was thinking about this the other day. I don't know what was going on. I think the dog tried to bite the vet and the vet was just like, let's put it down. And
Fuck this
I
dog.
looked back and I looked back and I was like, that doesn't really make sense. But yeah, it was the weirdest thing. Put the dog down, and I was just like mortified.
That's hard. Yeah, that's, I don't know. I always found like that. I've had animals die, like naturally, like where they just die, you know, whatever. But like, when you have to put them down, that is hard, especially when you're young. Because, like, you want to be there for it, but you also are, like, seeing the light go out, you know? Like, and it's like, because I remember my sheepdog we had. He died when I was, like, I think 8, but he went out in the backyard, laid under a tree, and that was it. He just didn't wake up,
Yeah.
you know, very
See, that's the
peaceful.
best way for them to
Yeah.
go.
And, like, yeah, it's sad when you find them, but, like, he was doing what he wanted, you know. He did it exactly as he wanted. Like, there's nothing, no pain, nothing. Like, he was, you know, no real issues. Like, I mean, like, you know, he was older, but
I kind of,
yeah.
okay, so talking about that, I used to be a veterinarian. I've killed hundreds, if not thousands, of animals
Mercy killed.
humanely. Yeah, right. But, I never liked doing it. I absolutely hated it. And it was something where like
Understandable.
I was forced to do. I had no choice in the job because it was like that's what a veterinarian does. You either do that or you don't work here. So I didn't enjoy that. But it made me think that like when animals die naturally, that's great. They may be suffering before they die naturally. When you have to kill your own animal, it's like, okay, you know that they're suffering enough that is worth killing. But there's a lot of uncertainty when you have to bring your animal to a veterinarian, schedule a visit, get them to do all that stuff. I think it would be better off if they just got rid of veterinarians euthanizing animals and just said, hey, if your animal's suffering, put a bullet in its head. Like, because that's how you had to do it Old Yeller style.
Yeah. I mean, you could also, I mean, theoretically, well, I guess it'd be dangerous. I was going to say it could just like give you the thingamajig, you know, the euthanasia medication too. You could inject it in them. I mean, it's not
Yeah.
complicated. You know, it is what it is. I guess it's hard. I guess it could,
Well,
in that situation,
you
be
have to get
hard.
it. You have to get it in some type of vasculature,
Oh,
some
yeah, that
vessel.
would be hard. Yeah,
But you
that's not
can
easy.
nowadays in cats, you can find the kidney and just go right in there.
Oh, really? Oh, there you
Highly
go.
vascular. And skinny dogs, you can find it too, but
Yeah.
mostly cats.
Huh.
Well, anyways, this isn't
Not
at all what I was
we're
planning on
talking.
talking about
Nope, we
with
got
it.
sidetracked.
So like, yeah, so I was thinking about it. Like oftentimes, because every morning I'm reading Marcus Aurelius, he's always talking about death. And
Constantly.
it's this crazy thing where like most of the time I distract myself from the reality that I'm going to die. And
Yeah, I
then
think most of us do. Yeah.
I think about it that I'm gonna die, and I'm like, okay, like that's fine. But then I think about the people that it'll impact. Like me dying, I'm cool with that because I've done the stuff that I want to do and whatever. Like I understand it's a part of life. But like, people might be sad, might be inconvenient,
Well, that's always,
whatever.
philosophers have talked about that a lot too, especially you see that a lot in biomedical ethics, this. That like when we talk about death, and especially when you're talking about like euthanasia, right? So like if somebody's sick, and they want to be mercy killed. One of the issues that a lot of people come up with is that we focus more on like the consequences of other people when we think about it often from a moral perspective or from like a right wrong perspective than we do about the individual who's actually suffering, which is funny. And even they do, right? Like where we tend to more worry about what other people who are still left alive are going to feel rather than our own situation, which is funny because at the same time, like, wouldn't it be better off anyway? Like, if you're really suffering, wouldn't it be better for everybody if you had an end to it?
So here's another interesting thing is like everybody is gung-ho about science nowadays, and it's like a foundational theory of science, the conservation of energy. So like if you die, you're not going anywhere. It's not like, you're just going to be
Recycled.
changed into something different.
Yeah.
And like your whole body changes every 7 years or whatever anyways. So it's like anything that you were other than what you think you are, completely
Dude, the more
different.
you think about our lives anyway, it's insane. First of all, I mean, yeah, the fact that we die is crazy because all we know is experiencing life. So all we know is not death. And then at some point that we know that's going to happen. I mean, we do know it, I guess, like from an outside perspective, but not literally ourselves, right? And then we're made up of what? How many trillions of cells and other organisms and foreign bodies that all collectively work together to somehow make this thing work? Like, and then when it dies, that all breaks down and that gets recycled and becomes all kinds of other different things. I mean, it's insane when you think about it. Like,
Yeah.
how can you wrap your head? Because we think of ourselves as one, an individual, because of our consciousness. But the reality is that's not true. We are many. Think, right? I mean, we're atoms, we're cells, we're organisms, we're all kinds of stuff. And like, it's just really weird when you think about it. And the fact that, like, we don't know what happens after we die either, if anything.
Yeah, it's quite curious. But the other crazy thing is like I don't know. How do you live a good life so that you can live have a good death? I don't know. I think
Have a
whatever you
good
do, you
death's hard.
do.
I don't, yeah, that's a hard one. It's like good death is like, I don't know that we always have a choice over that. Like, we can do our best, right? Take care of ourselves, try to like, because that's the other thing. We were talking about this before, and that's the other thing that's, I mean, that terrifies me too is like, you can, in a sense, die even before you die, right? Like, you can, get severe illnesses that impair, like dementia that's really bad. Or like, I remember I had a friend who's, one of their parents got early onset dementia that was really rapid. I mean, she was 45 and like within a year couldn't remember like her family's names. Like, that's scary. And like, if you think about it, our whole concept of the person's tied to their consciousness and their sense of self. When that's gone, I mean, yeah, their physical body's here, but it's like they're not here anymore. And it's really weird, right? I mean, so that always got me too, was this problem that like death. Physical death doesn't even have to be the end because your consciousness seems to be more important than your actual physical body.
Yeah. And it's like,
I think.
how do you enjoy the pleasures of life, even the ones that are bad for you, in correct proportion, but not too much? That's the thing I'm really struggling with. Like
That is a
smoking
bitch.
cigarettes and eating junk food and pizza and all these things that, are good for you and bad for you. How do you balance that?
I switched to
I'm
vaping.
asking because I really need an answer.
I obviously didn't stop smoking, so I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I like it though, so, but it is what it is. I mean, I think this is the other problem, though, right? Because I think this is, well, this is one of the things I think we're thinking about our mortality is really important, though, right? Because, like, Marcus Aurelius talks about this all the time. The existentialists talk about it constantly, right? In some sense, the fact that life is short and that we only have one time, it also makes it more valuable, right? But if you don't think about it, we're so used to denying death. We don't even think about it. We think we have all the time in the world. But the reality is, like, this might be it. And if death is going to happen and nothing means anything, we should make the most of it that we can, whatever that means for you, right? And I think that's the other hard part because, yeah, some things might shorten your life. They might cause problems down the road. But, like, what matters more to you? And where do your values align? And how can you make that the best life because you only have one shot?
It's hard to know what you'll think in the future.
No, yeah, it's very difficult. It
That's a
is.
tough one.
It is hard.
That's a
Or what
tough
you'll
one.
regret, right? It's hard to know what you'll regret in the future too, like if you did something wrong. But I think this is the thing, right? Is that by thinking about our immortality, it puts pressure on us to choose in ways that are more correctly aligned with who we are, hopefully. Or to do those things
Yeah.
that we're dragging our feet to do, right? Like, to get out of that relationship or leave that shitty job or to, do something like move because you wanted to move somewhere, and just do it instead of waiting. Like, I think, that's where it could be
So
very valuable.
here's like a thought experiment that I've had. Like if I knew that I had 6 months left to live or like 3 months left to live, I would be like, all right, smoking cigarettes, drinking myself retarded every day, just eating
Yeah.
pizza and cheese curls and goldfish nonstop. And but I never know, well, maybe not never, but like I mean, even I don't think even when a doctor say you have 3 months, I mean, really they're just giving statistically whatever. So
Yeah, they
like,
don't know.
clearly
Yeah.
I'll never actually know that I'll have that period of time. And what happens if my whole life goes by and I miss that opportunity?
Yeah, it's tough, right? I mean, well, you could just do it in moderation now and not worry about that. I mean, that's always an option
Yeah.
if you're that worried about it. But, like, it is hard though, because those thought experiments are good, I think, for like figuring out big decisions or like regrets. They're not great, I don't think, for like everyday things like that, because you don't know. Like, if you did know that was going to happen, you're also assuming you also feel fine. Like, and would enjoy those things, right? Because, like, reality is normally when people have like 6 months left, they don't feel that good. They're not eating and stuff and enjoying it and all.
True.
I mean, so I think that's also kind of a problem.
That's the
You know?
challenge. That would suck. That
Yeah.
would suck if I gave up pizza for like my whole life trying to stay
Oh, I
healthy
love
and then I
pizza.
have
It's
3 months
really good.
left to live, but I can't eat. That would be the worst torture ever.
I eat pizza like once a week. I like it. It's
Oh my
good.
gosh. The problem is I don't have moderation. I'm like
I mean,
I
I
can
don't
go
really either.
I can abstain from stuff or I just go way too far overboard. There's
Yeah.
no middle ground for me.
It is hard. It's hard being a person. It is difficult. I find that out more and more all the time, But it's so it is. That's a weird. It's funny because I think thinking about that's interesting too, because it just shows us how little we know about the things we're most familiar with, right? It's weird. And I think that's where science is interesting too. Like, we know so little about, like, the more we find out, the more we realize we don't know. The more questions. I mean, everything just opens up more questions, right? It doesn't answer. I mean, science only tells us how things work. It doesn't really tell us why. So that just leaves a ton of questions open. And the more we find out, the more questions you have. So I think it does help put things in perspective, like no one knows. So you have to
And
kind of
plus
figure it out yourself.
I heard it said recently that like science really only takes a look at things that happened and explains why they happened. It has very little predictive power.
Yeah, I mean, well, because we don't know everything, like if we, I guess eventually, like if we did come up with like a unified theory that actually did, that would probably be good at predicting stuff, theoretically, I guess. But, like, when that's going to happen, who the hell knows? And probably not for a long time. So we have a lot of things to work out. They're still debating whether it's like we need 11 dimensions or like multiple worlds and stuff for the math to work.
Know, right? Dude, it is crazy reading science fiction because like sometimes I'm reading that stuff, I forget it's fiction.
I know. Dude, when you read a lot of it, it's bad. I was on a kick for a while, and like I realized like I was starting to confuse like fake science with reality.
Yeah.
I think,
Yeah,
oh, this isn't
but
good.
it is good that that happens, because it's totally feasible. I mean, the expanse of the universe is huge, and
Oh
we have
God,
no
yeah.
idea.
Dude, we have no clue. It's so big. It's like just the size of the Milky Way. But that's the other thing that's interesting. Here's the other thing. I think that's also interesting with death, right? Is like you look at the universe, it's so huge. There's so many unknowns and so many weird random things happen. Like it does make me wonder sometimes, like, if death is really the end. Because if everything's recycled, right? If everything just is, I mean, we're like that old saying, like you're stardust or whatever, right? Because we're all formed from stuff that existed before, just in new arrangements. Like I always wondered, like if it is like a transitory thing, and like there is another stage, but it's like not what we think, because it's like, you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like,
Well, dude, I mean, according to science again, that everybody loves, the Big Bang Theory, which is like the strongest theory that they have right now for how things started, like literally all of matter of the entire universe was shrunk down into the size of smaller than a pinpoint. Like everything was.
with no laws of physics or anything. Yeah, you know what's funny? There's a pre-Socratic philosopher. I want to say it's Anaxagoras, but I might be wrong. It might be somebody else before him. But anyway, they had this theory that like everything comes from one thing, and they talk about the beginning of all things as he says, like, in the beginning, like everything existed within this thing, and it was one, and it basically had all the potential for everything else. He basically explains something that's very similar sounding to like the big, now granted, a little bit more, like, I guess they didn't have all the science that we have, so it's a little different, but like it's very similar and interesting that they had like similar ideas, like that it would make sense for everything to come from one point like that and then expand out almost.
Similar Tao Te Ching. The Tao
Yeah.
gives rise to one, one gives rise to two, two gives rise to three, three gives rise to many things. It's
Right.
like, yeah, same type of thing.
Well, that's the other interesting thing. It's like we also experience life as an individual. We feel like we're separate from everything else, but we're connected to everything. That's the other weird thing. Like, we're not even like maintaining our bodies on Earth. There's bacteria, there's all kinds of crap that's helping us out and like in a
Oh,
symbiotic
plus there's all
relationship.
the people farming the food
Yeah,
and
literally
shipping
all
the
that,
food
right?
and
There's
preparing
the
the food
air. I mean,
and
everything. Like, it's so interesting that we think we're like this individual entity, but in reality, like, we're not distinguishable from anything else. In some sense, you can look at the whole and say it's a one thing, like the Tao, right? The one, it's one and gives rise to many, and many gives rise to one. Like, it is interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, so we haven't touched death at all.
A little bit, sort of. But it's more just big questions, I guess you could say, and confusing things.
Big confusing questions about life.
I guess this is why, though, I think people should think about it more, though, because we do deny it. I think the more you think about these types of unknowns, the more it opens your mind to thinking about things differently, too. They're scary questions. They're hard questions, but like, at the same time, they're also important ones.
You know how they say that, like, sometimes at the moment of your death or whatever, life slows down, or you like go through your whole life over again in your mind, something like
Yeah.
that. That's gotta be crazy.
Yeah, I've heard. Well, okay, so I've heard that. I know when I remember reading when people die, there's like a flood of a certain, I think a certain hormone or something in your brain.
Oh yeah, it's like MDMA or whatever that.
So yeah, it's supposed to be like,
Yeah.
and like they think that
D
might
DHT,
be,
DMT, DMT. That's it.
that's it, yeah. And like they think that might be a cause of it, but they don't know. Like that could be a cause of it. That could also be like why it's, it could be why it's happening. It could also be, who knows, right? And what the hell's going on? So yeah, that's it. It is interesting, and like, I always found that fascinating, how time will, like, you ever get in an accident and like it's like right before it happens, like everything seems like it takes like a 20 minutes, like a second takes 20 minutes, you see, and then all of a sudden time speeds up again. And it's really weird how like our perception of time is so relative that like we can like hyper focus and slow things down like that. I always found that fascinating. And I think that's kind of probably what happens like with death. Like the end could seem pretty long if you think about it, right? Because I think back, like, when I had an accident one time, I crossed the median, hit me in the side. It was crazy. But, like, I remember, like, as soon as I saw his car, it was like, he was going, like, I don't know, 60 miles an hour. But for the time for him to go, like, 10 feet seemed like it took, like, 5 minutes. It was really bizarre. And then I was just like, oh, this is coming. It's gonna suck,
Oh
And,
no.
like, yeah, I wonder if it's
Man.
like that. That'd be bizarre, right?
Interesting.
I
Well,
don't
any
know.
other thoughts on death?
I think we should think about it more probably. I think it would make us better
Yeah.
people and I, you know, people happier because they would live better lives, I would hope, you know.
I mean, it is very, I found it very helpful for like helping to live my life because on a regular basis, I do remind myself that I'm going to die. And so
Yeah.
like it helps me not put off things.
Helps me not put all things and not take things too seriously too.
I still take stuff way too seriously. That
I
doesn't
try
help
not
me.
to. I know. I still do a lot of things, but like some things it helps, right? It's like, oh, I'm gonna die, doesn't matter, whatever. Who cares? Yeah. It's a tough one.
All right. Well, that's all for this episode. If you enjoyed this, you can check out our other podcasts on any streaming service. You could watch us on YouTube. And if you
Yeah.
really enjoyed this, you could write us a glowing review on Apple Podcasts because that helps out the podcast so much. Anyways,
Nice.
this is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. I'll see you later, Danny.
Later, Randy.